Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Gold Diggers podcast, Women's Football Edition. I'm here with two guests. To my left, I have...
Courtney Catnott.
What's your at? Where can I catch you?
At Kat is 11.
Lovely. And to my right?
James Lewis.
James Lewis. And where can I catch you? Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Somewhere. Nowhere.
You'll see me tweeting James. So if you go online, you'll find James stuff somewhere. We have a lot to talk about today. Where to start? I think we should start. I know you were at a game yesterday.
I was.
Yeah. Not the United game, but he was
at a game
yesterday.
Of course not.
Relax, man. So I think we're going to start with talking about the Manchester United versus Arsenal game. I wish I could embed in here some tapes I've got of James. Me and James did recording on Monday. Yeah. We did recording on Monday and he made some crazy shots. I'm not going to tell you what he said. Nancy has the tapes in it. Like, if Nancy accidentally leaks those tapes, just know it wasn't me. But
no, I can say it. I can say what he said. I genuinely thought Arsenal would win 4-0.
We have one of the best defenses.
I told you crazy shots in
the league.
I went in there incredibly confident.
He said crazy shots. And what did I say?
You said Russo would score.
I said, even if we lose, Russo's scoring. But yeah, we'll get to that. Courtney, United fan, what were your thoughts on the game, number one, and what does it mean for the greater view of United's objectives this season?
It's a big win, big 3 points. Mm-hmm. And I think that's all that matters. In terms of the game, and like United make things hard for themselves. So even though we score, we get complacent.
Yeah.
We give other teams chances. We make things hard for us. So I'm not surprised that it was last minute when we're trying to get the ball over. We're trying to get the game and the 3 points over the line.
Yeah.
But in terms of the season, everything's about that Champions League spot. If United do not get Champions League, I don't want to see our team next season. It will just be Ella Toon on her YouTube channel. Alone, it won't be anybody else. Mary Earps, I love her. I've been flying the flag for Mary Earps from day, but she will leave.
Yeah,
we don't go Champions League.
I think it all go about Ella.
So I think, especially because we still have to play Villa, which I think is a big game.
Villa,
it's a tough game.
Villa's a tough game.
Villa's
a tough game.
Stop that, man.
Villa's a tough game, especially with Rachel Daly. Ball over the top against United is a very easy way to score.
Yeah, we've seen that United are susceptible to that one.
So I think anything that gets us over the line with that third spot, and so this. These 3 points are massive for us, especially as we still have to play Villa, we still have to play City.
As well.
So we'll see where it goes, but it puts us in a great, great position.
James, I don't know what your views were on the game. James is an Arsenal fan, for those that didn't know. what were your views on your shouts, first of all? How the shouts that come to fruition and then the rest?
You got to look at that Leah Williamson injury. Mm-hmm. It's almost like when someone you know, oh, I'm taking it to basketball, but you know when Gordon Hayward snapped his leg and then the whole team, the whole vibe in the whole arena was just off. As soon as Leah Williamson goes down and she comes off, I think that's when Arsenal lose all of their energy, all of their atmosphere, all of their oomph, and then the team's off. But at the same time, just Arsenal didn't want it enough.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially against United, United have always brought it to us. Like, they did it at the Emirates and then they did it at home. Like,
food. That's what I told you. You didn't listen to me.
Yeah, a tough team to beat at Lee as well.
Food for United, man.
It's really weird to watch. But also, I didn't like what Jonas did to Gio. I didn't. You can't bring her on and then take her off when you don't give her 90 minutes to start with.
True.
Like, there's so many, I think, issues like that. I can tell he's just fuming about what's happened. He's fuming with this injury. He's fuming with how the team's playing. So then you're taking it out on someone that you can get away with. That's not fair. I didn't like that. But I just want to say big congrats to United. I really hope you guys get Champions League football. Because you got to beat the people. City did not do a double over us.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea will not do the double over us. United have. So that's credit in itself.
Mm-hmm.
You did it at Emirates in front of a big crowd. In front of another big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't give Mark any praise. I give the United team, but I do not give Mark any praise.
We're actually going to get onto that. It's funny what you said, James, about like the energy being sucked. But what's funny is I felt like the energy got sucked from United as well. I don't know if it was just me. Yeah. I thought like we played better in the first 20 minutes than we did for the rest of the game. So from 30-ish onwards, that game was the worst thing I've ever watched, to be honest. But what I realised as a United fan, like we came out of the Chelsea game saying, we actually played all right, you know? Like we actually played quite well. What did we leave with, Nish?
Nothing.
What did we leave with? Nothing. Yeah. So at this point, I feel like, especially when you're facing people that are fighting for the same things you are, just the points, man. Just the points. Because Chelsea, so many times, they went to the Emirates, played like crap, left with something. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes just bring back the points. And I'm glad that we did that. And I'm glad that Ethan Mannion had a good game, to be honest.
Yeah.
Skinner chat. Mark Skinner at that, by the way, if you guys didn't gather. James, why are you saying you're not going to give Mark Skinner any credit for that? Or in general?
Because I just feel like he never really wants to set up the right way. I think he doesn't always play the players that deserve to play.
Who deserved to play that didn't play?
Orisa.
I hear it.
I always fly the flag for her.
Yeah.
Same boy.
I was shocked about the Millie Turner thing. It's worked out, but I was shocked by that.
I was shocked, but she needed it.
She needed it.
No complaints from me. I saw that lineup. I said, yup.
Yeah.
And I don't like how he's been complaining about like fixtures and stuff like that. I feel like he's not used to being in the spotlight, having United in such a good position. So now he's starting to just get main character syndrome. It's like, calm down, secure Champions League. Then you can do that. From next season, you can have this kind of attitude, but like, act like you've been here before. Just calm down.
Courtney, do you think that he's complaining on behalf of fans or because of how he actually thinks it's affecting his team?
I didn't really understand what his comments at all. Like, it's part and parcel. If you play in a cup match and you get through to the next round, your fixture gets rearranged.
Yeah.
If they got through. Yeah. It's part and parcel. I think what he did was that he gave himself a bit of a fallback. So if we didn't beat Arsenal, which is based on United's previous forms, that we demolish the teams below the top three, but we can never get we could never get over that barrier of the Chelsea's, the City's, the Arsenal's.
Yep.
So what he did, I think, with those comments was he gave himself a bit of a fallback that if we didn't win, he was going to say, well, we didn't have the full support of Lee.
Yeah,
we didn't have our fortress as strong as it could be because they changed our fixture. Because if it was on a Saturday, it would have been very well attended.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
But it's part and parcel. If we get Champions League football,
we're gonna have that anyway.
It's the exact same thing.
It's a good problem to have.
Yeah.
It is
a good problem to have.
It's a better I think my annoyance with it comes because he says it's a good problem to have, but he's going to need to rotate. He says it's a good problem to have, but it's still the same 11. I think that's what the issue is. So, like, for example, if I think my players are gonna be fatigued because they played on the weekend, and again straight away on Wednesday after coming off of everyone pretty much playing 90 minutes for England or Norway or whatever countries they played for. If that was the case, you would think that, okay, if I think my players are going to be fatigued, I'm going to take the natural step, which would be to rotate.
No, he does not rotate. That's
good. But he's fine with them just being fatigued and just get out there and give me something.
That's the thing. Coaches have to, they need to take hold responsibility. Some blame, especially with all these ACL injuries. You got to think, all those Lionesses that came back from winning the Euros, they looked bad the first few months because they were exhausted. But they kept starting.
There's a couple of them that still look
Like, so it's like you've got to... coaches have to do more to like look after them.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Well, squad's for a reason.
Boy, he does not utilise the squads at all. But I think he's got to the stage of the season that he's just got... He's got to get it over
he's
the line.
He's got tunnel vision now.
So that's the only thing. If this, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And it's not broken yet.
Yeah, but the problem is, I fear that... He may only realise that the watch is broken by the time we don't get to... Like, for example, if he keeps going like this and he's on it, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, and we don't get top three, who would then be to blame?
It'd be him. He manages Manchester United. It might be Manchester United women, but if he doesn't, serious questions will be asked about him.
I agree.
Because our team will be dismantled. There's no doubt about it.
Even with Champions League, it could still be dismantled. So, boy...
But I think with Champions League,
we've got at least a bit.
We'll challenge next year if we get Champions League football, because I think we have more of a draw for the likes of Russo to stay, for the likes of Batia to stay. As much as I wouldn't be surprised if Alicia Russo leaves.
I think she's still going.
But she's still, at the end of the day, she
isn't. I think it's Batia staying, and I think it's Russo that's going.
But at the end of the day, she's still a United fan. Playing for in the Champions League for Manchester United will be a pull to her. Mm-hmm. But if we don't get that,
yeah. It depends where you finish though, because if you finish third, you still have to do that qualifying.
Even second.
And then
even
run into Real Madrid again and see what they're saying.
If Caroline wins.
Yeah, she's got a thing for us.
Listen, don't even bring that one up again. Me and Courtney say this every single time. You see the last Manchester derby we had with them, that Caroline Weir was still there. Caroline Weir didn't start that game. And I remember everyone was getting gassed. She's not on. Everyone's getting gassed. I could see her warming up. I said, come on. At this point, it was still 0-0, 70-something minute. Mm. Still 0-0. I could see her warming up intensively. I said, She said, they said, she's coming on. Yeah. I tweeted saying, what time's the Caroline, what minute is the Caroline Weir chip or Mary Epps coming? Courtney started messaging me saying, don't tweet that. We lasted like 2.5 minutes. The ball's already lofted over. I said, come on, man. Yeah, we're not trying to see Caroline Weir. We're not trying to see Real Madrid.
That's the reality of, that's why you need to get second.
Even second, you're going through qualifiers.
Do you?
Yeah. And I think because the coefficients changed, first now might even have to go through qualifiers, by the way. I think because City keep getting dumped out, they've lowered the coefficient. So now it's like...
WSL in the mud.
WSL is in the mud. Yeah.
So we don't trust you.
Like. Listen, your watch is fake, man. But no, congrats to United. Hopefully you can get the job done. Into the final, the FA Cup as well. We're not gonna speak on that. We'll see what we'll do a preview of that.
We have a chance.
Oh boy.
No chance.
Better
chance,
you than
no
me.
Chelsea at Wembley. It's a long day for anyone. It's like Barca at Wembley.
Yeah, it's a scary stat, man. Like, I don't think we've got a chance, but just show some heart in it.
The thing is, Emma Hayes is gonna take them out there the day before, let them touch the grass, and then they're gonna be ready the next day. She always does it, and it's always long.
And you know our record against Chelsea is in the pits of hell, man.
And you like to give them chances. So.
We do. But you got to have hope.
Someone that needs to not play that game, but I'm not going to speak. There's someone that needs to not play. But yeah, moving on from United, we can quickly say a line or two on Brighton and the form they have, or like the performances they've put on since their new manager's come in. You watched the FA Cup semi-final game. Mm-hmm. Did you as well?
No, I didn't get a chance. I saw the highlights.
No problem. You watched the game.
Yeah.
What did you think of Brighton and the tactics that the new coach has employed?
She's got them attacking a lot more. That's the thing. I feel like a lot of teams at the bottom, they don't attack.
Yeah.
And then they just try and hold on, but they don't have the greatest defences. So this is why you're getting pammed all the time. Mm-hmm. If you're actually attacking, you have a lot more chance of, oh my God, we scored a goal. We can actually build on this. Keep going. Don't just park the bus once you've scored one. And I think she's kind of given them freedom to attack. Like, it's okay. You might make mistakes. You might lose the ball. but attack. And hence why Daniel Carter's closing down Millie Turner and she gets that opportunity. That's from attacking. It's not just holding. It's not just her being in the midfield and no one's up there. So I think she's obviously got them cooking now.
Yeah, Kate Robinson's looking a lot more attacking.
So I like what she's doing.
Nice. We are going to go into part two right now, which is Champions League talk. Obviously, we're neutral bystanders in this, myself and Courtney. So we're going to start with you, James. We're going to start with you on what you think Arsenal need to do when they go to Germany this weekend and what you see your chances being like.
Thankfully, Wolfsburg are quite crocked as well. So they've got their injuries, they've got their issues. You hope to go out there and be boring. Boring as hell.
What?
Make it annoying for them. Make it like, why aren't they playing ball, man? Why? Just try and sneak a 1-0. 0-0 was a great scoreline. Take it to the Emirates in front of 45,000 and do something. Mm. Because our squad is done. Our squad is literally
depleted.
So
maybe Caitlin Ford can be back second leg.
Exactly.
First or second.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Even her, but then she's coming back from injury. She's not even 100.
Yeah.
Playing at the Emirates as well.
We got to be like those wounded animals where you're vicious because you're hurt. So be smart. That's the thing. Just don't end up losing your head, conceding in the first 4 minutes and then it's long. Be very boring. Be a dull game. Like, just the fans will understand it. Nothing happened. That's good. Everything's about the Emirates.
I'm not gonna lie. It's not about the performance. Sometimes it's not about the performance. Yeah.
Nothing needs to happen. Who said something needs to happen? As soon as you go on these exciting runs, someone's not there. Someone's not guarding that position. And the thing is, they've got players like John's daughter that can just run.
Yeah.
And the thing is, remember, we don't have that much pace. And we don't know when someone else will get injured. This Arsenal team, I'm just looking, who's next? Yeah. Who else feels it? Who else feels like something's going to happen? Because that just seems how it is. So be very dull. Be very boring. Don't get no yellow cards. Be set. They just have to play safe.
Yeah.
Play safe.
Stay in a tie, really.
Yeah, just hold on.
Courtney, what do you think Arsenal's chances are for this game?
You just got to stay there. Just don't lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you give yourself something to do at the Emirates, it's not... Even though they're playing at the Emirates, it's a home game. It's not a home game. You're not playing where you typically play.
Mm.
You want to use the atmosphere to your benefit. You don't want to be chasing the game. So just stay there. Wolfsburg, obviously a top team, but you just have to be in it. You just have to be in with the fight. Don't give yourself too much to do because, as you said, Arsenal are completely crooked. You don't want more issues. So just stay there and you can always sneak through. Anything can happen in the Champions League, but you have to be there.
That's the thing. James, what would you say are the expectations from fans? Like, obviously, there's stuff you want. Like, obviously, everyone wants their team to go through. What do you think, from a fan's perspective, is the general feeling amongst fans? Like, do you think fans right now, Arsenal fans, think Arsenal are going to go through, or do you think they're not?
I have to be real. I think 90% of fans think the sky is falling now because Williamson's injured. They're not expecting nothing. Like, it's kind of, we'll see. But realistic fans are aware that it's Champions League football. Anything can happen.
Yep.
It's like a boxing match. You can be on the ropes. If you find that knockout, you find the knockout. Mm. So I wouldn't be surprised if Arsenal go through. Because it's kind of like, we have the home tie as the second leg. Mm. So it's like, all the pressure's on Wolfsburg to try and finish us at home. Yeah, but true.
To make a stamp.
Yeah, we just have to be annoying and then we're through.
Mm.
I mean, a team that doesn't necessarily have that same joy of going, like having a home leg second, is Chelsea. So Chelsea are facing Barca this weekend. Why is everyone laughing? Sorry to any Chelsea fans listening that these are laughing. I'm not really sure what they're laughing at. The game hasn't even started yet. Courtney, I can see you smiling over there. So I want to know what you think Chelsea's chances are in this game. First leg being at Stamford Bridge.
They're going to get beaten.
tight beating or a pummeling?
Depends. If they play how they played against Lyon, an absolute pummeling.
Oh, in that second.
That second leg at the bridge.
They were real bad.
They were lucky. They were insane. They were very, very lucky. But they did not play well at all. So it's Barcelona. Barcelona know that they're the team to beat. They have a swagger about them.
Yeah.
So they don't care if they're away from... They don't care if they're at Stamford Bridge. They'll still beat you.
Yeah, yeah. They got and, a nasty... They got a nasty streak. I'll give them that. They got a very nasty streak about them.
Whereas I just... That first leg against Lyon, they didn't have anything. If you play Sam Kerr out of the game and hope that she scores a worldie, she should score. She had two chances to score before. Didn't take them. She does that this week. She won't have the option because... Barcelona, they're purring. They are very...
Worst it ever is, man. Simply purring. James, do you think Chelsea are going to be simply purring on the weekend or do you think they ain't got a chance?
They don't have a chance because it's quite the opposite of Arsenal. All these... Barcelona are quite funny in their marketing. Now I'm starting to see all the training pics, but I'm seeing almost everyone back.
Yeah, everyone
that's been
and they're not trying to say it, but
and you see Mateus, she's training with the team as well. I doubt she'll play, but everyone else, Claudio Pino, all those kind of players, they're all back. And the thing is, they're used to these kind of 12:30 kickoffs. Mm-hmm. I think WSL teams don't really enjoy them kind of early kickoffs. But yeah, in Spain, they're very used to that. On top of that, Chelsea weren't even hyped when they were playing at the Bridge against Lyon. So what they means were. You're going to be hyped to play at the Bridge now? Barcelona, on the other hand, they're just equipped for what Chelsea have.
Mm.
Chelsea aren't equipped for what Barcelona have. Lyon were. That's the issue.
Yeah.
The only team that could stop Barcelona is out now. Thanks, Chelsea. So it's like, you wanted it, so deal with it now. You wanted to stop them. Go on, stop them. But the thing is, Sam Kerr can score.
I think she's going to score.
But everyone else in Barcelona can score. You've got their centre-back that will just pop shots for fun. Like, let me see if this can go in. Yeah, so, and I'm also excited to see what happens with Neish Charles. Is Emma Hayes going to say, you know what, I trust you. You've grown since then. I'm going to have you start. Or is she going to think, all right, we knew what happened last time because Barcelona's got better since then. So it'll be interesting because I think her and Jess Carter both got destroyed in that final.
Yeah.
But both of them have improved since then. So is she going to say, I trust you lot, the same thing won't happen, and then live with it? Or will she do different tactics?
And I'm going to ask you both as well, how you think Chelsea are going to get around the fact that both Millie Bright and Khadisha Buchanan both won't be...
Both out?
Yeah. Emma Hayes said Buchanan's not going to be back for that. Millie Bright is definitely not back for that.
Buchanan played really well against Lyon as well.
The issue is that's her bread. So like,
yeah,
Lyon
she knows. Yeah.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet Plush Care, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You've got small lot ragdolling her in the league. Come on, man. Like, when I've been watching her this season, I've been thinking, you're better than this, man. You're better than this.
Yeah, yeah.
No, genuinely that. Because when she came, I was gassed. And she didn't even come to United.
Yeah.
And I was gassed. But like, they're talking on her crack crazy right now. The way they're talking about her, you think they got her from...
Yeah.
Boy, let me not speak. You all think they got her from somewhere crazy. Like, they got her from Lyon. Like, He didn't get it from one small club. But I just think, yeah, Buchanan and Bright, how do you think Chelsea are going to deal with that when it's most likely now going to be an Eriksen-Mjelda partnership?
Well, Eriksen has experience.
Like, what? Yeah, she has.
No, she does, but she's their senior player. Like, she is still their senior man. Like, so if there's nothing else, there's still experience.
But she went acting like that against Leon, though. She was putting it on plate for people. And that was the experience. This is the worst person that you would want as a centre-back is Eriksen against that Barcelona team. Against WSL teams, 100%. Mm. But Barcelona, this is the best team in the world. She's not ready for that. Even her, I bet she's having a few sleepless nights thinking, I'm going to have to go up against them. All of them.
I think Eriksen has a lot of good traits. Like, there's a reason why, obviously, she's been around for as long as she has.
Yep.
And I feel like, over the years, the one gripe that people have had with her game in general is that sometimes she switches off positionally, yeah? And that's why I agree with James. Because Barca, yes, they start off with a formation. Next thing you know, Patry, defensive midfielder, is running to the box. What are you doing here? Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing here?
But if you don't have... they know that this isn't an easy tie for them. They didn't get through. They didn't get through the second leg against Lyon well.
Yeah.
And that's extra football. You played a lot of games. International break. You do not want extra time and penalties. They didn't want that at all.
Yeah.
And if your only hope is that you might have a little bit of experience on the pitch, you just have to take. You have to take what you get. really do have to take what you get. But
I think Chelsea have a chance to keep the scoreline low. But the issue is that Nou Camp is second leg. I think that's where the tie is done. Like, I think anyone going Nou Camp is just, it's written off. I actually think Chelsea could get a draw at home.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I even think a lot of people after they beat Leon was like, oh, Emma Hayes, great game. I was like,
I did not see that
in that game. Also, with Chelsea, I feel like they've run out of steam. So they have Lauren James, but Lauren James is great. Still hurts me that she doesn't play for Man United anymore. But she gets to a point where there's no more. You see the tank empty and you're like, okay, we need to put some more petrol
If you can ride out the storm against Lauren James, you know that you're going to get a... Like, there's a reason why Emma Hayes starts bringing on more attackers at like 70 minutes. Like, Lauren James, when she's on it, is one of the most ridiculous players.
Yeah.
But she's not on it for 90 minutes.
That's a her thing, though. She needs
to. Yeah, it is a her thing.
No, yeah, she definitely has to.
But there's no one else there's no one else better than her in the team that would do it for 90 minutes.
I guess that's the issue sometimes with the WSL then going to the Champions League, because not many teams, I don't know any team besides Bar City that can handle Chelsea, giving them rounds and rounds of hell and say, okay, now I'll give you something.
Yeah.
Everyone else is knocked out by that time.
That's the thing.
Barca are the ones that are like, okay, now it's our time. But the problem is Chelsea gave everything in the first 20.
Yeah.
Like, they've pressed, they've chased everyone down and they're like, okay. And then that's when Barca say, okay, now we're going to pass
the ball around. Yeah, they'll hold
it out. Yeah. No, completely agree.
And what's it called? Everyone was talking badly about Barcelona. Like, oh my God, Roma had a chance. Roma were making them look average. Real Madrid. So now, Barcelona, like, we heard everything you guys were saying about us when we were having our difficult patch, which they won all the games.
That's the thing.
So now they have to win at Stamford Bridge, but convincingly.
Yep.
It's like they need everyone to be like, okay, there's no chance. Because they love ambition. They love, what's it called? Reputation. Barca love people saying Barca. But after that Leon stuff, they were fuming.
Yeah.
Because everyone was laughing at them and stuff like that. So it's personal for this Barca team.
Yeah, I think especially because with the Leon stuff, the whole argument was, well, especially from Leon fans, was that you lot won it when Hegerberg was injured. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the angle.
Pateas' face when she was vexed and stuff
and
like that.
And they still gave her the play of the tournament. She just wanted to...
revenge
immediately. Okay, Champions League done, but we do have some listeners' questions that we're going to get into now. I didn't bring my iPad, guys, so that's why I'm on my phone. Marva said, how effed, but she didn't write effed, she wrote the foreword, are England without Bright and Williamson if the worst happens?
So I said this, I was speaking at work today, and I said, I don't know how, but I think Steph Horton could ease herself into this team. And I don't know how she did it. She just she was waiting in the corner, waiting in the wings.
Word to Harry Maguire.
I think Bright more than Williamson in the last couple of games, even against Brazil, Williamson was a bit
I agree.
It's a massive loss. It's our captain, and Williamson has really grown into the captaincy, and she very much is the face of English football. But if they're out, other people have to step up. It happens at tournaments. Like, even obviously Spain didn't go as far as they needed to in the Euros, but
they played well, to be honest.
Other people have to step up. Mm-hmm. So it may mean that if Leah Williamson is not 100% fit, I would bring Steph Horton. I would, because you need that experience.
I think previously, if both aren't there, then but
previously, no way. I said leave her, let her be in her garden this summer. But now, if you lose Bright, if you lose Williamson, you need that experience at the back.
Yeah.
Jess Carter, I'm sorry, not for England, she doesn't bring it as much as she should.
We're gonna actually get on to
the
question.
Does not bring it as much as she should, but massive loss. Hopefully,
it's not that.
England, I pray she's not that bad.
England just need Bright. If they have Millie Bright,
yeah, she's a pretty cool.
Because the big thing is at the Euros, Millie Bright did the bulk of the defending.
I agree.
And then Alex Greenwood's fit, she can be the other centre back.
Yep.
Sorted. If Millie Bright is not there,
there's no natural replacement for her.
Yeah, then you have two ball playing centre backs.
Yeah. And no one.
And then who's gonna defend? Yeah, who's gonna defend? Yeah.
No, who's gonna be doing the slide tackle? Who's gonna be doing the heading? Who's gonna header it? Last minute headers.
We've seen what happened at headers against Australia. So
thank you, James.
But it is a sign. It is a sign. The things that look difficult, Millie Bright has been handling. And the thing is, people didn't notice that.
Yeah.
A header back to a keeper, sometimes it can be pressure because you don't know. Millie Bright handles that for breakfast. But because it's like, it's almost like a hidden art, people didn't take it in. But it's difficult.
Yeah.
So no. Millie, with no Millie.
Yeah, I think Bright is a bigger loss than Williamson. Williamson, because of her leadership, she has grown. Yeah. The FA will be fuming. They might have to go to the World Cup without their poster girl. So from a comms perspective, you're fuming. You don't have your best spokesperson out there because even after they won the Euro, they didn't give any of the players media training. So they didn't know how to speak to the media. From that perspective, but from a footballing perspective, I pray Millie Bright's okay.
Yeah. No, completely agree. This wasn't one of the questions, but something Courtney said triggered this question now. When you mentioned Jess Carter just then, this is not a question about Jess Carter, but it's a question about something James mentioned the other day, which was players playing in their best positions, but not playing in those positions for England. So some examples we can use are Jess Carter, Esme Morgan playing at centre-back for England, although featuring more prominently at full-back for Man City. Maya Letizia the same, featuring at centre-back for United and then featuring mainly at full-back for England. What would you say are the issues that this brings, James?
You're not seeing the best of a player and then you're going to decide based off what you saw in that game. So I'm going to make you shoot at a target with your weak hand, and then I'm going to say, you're not a good shooter.
Yeah.
But you could have done it with your strong hand and then done a lot better. Mm. Constantly, I don't know why she keeps doing it, but it's like she thinks, it's like certain coaches say you'll adapt.
Mm.
But not everyone adapts. And not everyone adapts to the level that you want them to. At the World Cup, you don't want to see players playing out of position. No. Because, like Rachel Daly. So why was she defending? If she's bagging goals. Why? What was the whole point of that? You should have not brought an attacker and have Rachel Daly because she was doing this in the NWSL.
Yeah.
She was not defending out there. She was there for years.
Yeah.
So that's a key example of you went to the Euros with a striker and made them defend. It's like you got away with it.
Very much so. But Spain, she got cooked.
Yeah. But then luck runs out.
She got cooked against Spain.
That was a baptism of fire.
That's the issue of playing a player out of position because it's all about a matter of time.
Yeah.
They will be stable until they're unstable.
Yep.
And then it creates a whole world of problems.
Yeah.
Personally, I'm not particularly unhappy that we lost to Australia. It worried me that we were going into a World Cup 100% record. You need issues. That's why the USA will be strong because they've lost a lot of games considering based on like the USA.
They've almost gotten used to being beaten.
They have issues. If you have an issue, you can fix it. Mm. I'd rather have the issue now in Brentford than in Australia.
word. Nancy asked, who is your Lionesses back four with the current players available? So that's taking into consideration the fact that currently Leah Williamson and Millie Bright are both injured. So who would be your back four, James?
Oh, I get left and right confused.
Okay, but, just say fullbacks then. Just say fullback, X and Y.
Fullback. Jess Carter.
Okay.
Other side, Esme Morgan. Mm. Miley Tissier. And Alex Greenwood.
Courtney?
Ron's right back.
Jesus, I forgot about
Bronze. I was thinking.
Jesus, Lucy, I'm sorry. No, Lucy. Oh, I'm so warm. I'm so sorry. No, Bronze is definitely.
He's coming up.
Esme.
Oh, Esme.
Okay. I'm so sorry, Lucy. I'm so, I completely forgot. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I think my Letizia as well. Solid season for United. Mm-hmm. Alex Greenwood. And then Jess gets in. Jess does get in.
Okay. I'll probably go same as you guys. You pretty much said the same thing. Yeah. Once you swapped. I'm just trying to think. Was there anyone else that could play there that I've missed out?
You could give Lotta a shout.
No. not over the people I chose, but I take her.
But Serena does not want to play Lotta.
The funny thing is, I actually think Lotta has improved. I think her being forced to play games.
Yeah.
And in high pressure games, especially in the last like 12 months, she played against Barca. She played against, wasn't it Barca she scored against?
No, Wolfsburg.
She played against Wolfsburg. I just feel like she played a lot of high level games now that means I've probably got more trust in her now than I did before.
Yeah.
And the only reason I'm saying no is because I just think Melissa has had a very good season, but she is still got naivety. So I don't think Melissa is the finished product. No. But I think having someone like Alex Greenwood next to her will help.
I think Maz Pacheco needs a shout, man. I think they need to stop playing games, especially how people are getting injured and stuff.
Yeah.
Stop being
I'm actually surprised that she hasn't been called up.
Because she, remember, Serena's watching Villa games because of Lops and all of that.
Yeah.
You see Maz Pacheco all the time. You understand she can go forward, she can defend.
Yep.
Stop playing games. Other people don't want to play in this, like this fullback position. Yeah. Like,
yeah, it's not one attractive role. Not, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's not,
Lucy Bronze loves it, but, yeah. But apart from Lucy, yeah. Who else is really like
hungry to
bring an actual fullback?
Yeah.
So why you can look at Villa and say, yeah, not she's at the same team. It's not even like she plays somewhere obscure. Like you're literally watching these games.
Arguably other players as well. Like if we look at someone like Hannah Blundell, who I actually
she's had a great season.
I actually think she's improved a lot since last year. Because if you notice, James, I wasn't making any shouts last year about her getting in. Yeah. This year, I've been like, looking at her and I said, you've improved, man.
I don't see the squad changing.
No, it's not going to.
It won't. It won't.
The only thing that's going to change things is injury, and that's it.
Yeah. But that's why things will happen at the World Cup. Wait. Remember, because everyone went into the Euros like, Serena's won the Euros. She has not won the World Cup. So we'll see.
Natalie asked, the first question she asked, we've answered in the beginning of this. Natalie asked, do you think Chelsea and Arsenal will prioritise Champions League and won't mind falling short in the WSL if they can prioritise Champions League?
Chelsea need Champions League. Arsenal don't need Champions League. Arsenal want to do well in the Champions League. But Chelsea need this. What's the point in buying the best players in the world if you're never going to win the best trophy you can win? You've won the WSL. They get bored of it. Like, it's not, it doesn't drive them. What drives them and what Emma Hayes needs, especially her, because she is one of the greatest coaches, but she always falls short in Europe.
Mm. Yeah.
She needs the Champions League, Chelsea. So I think Chelsea are kind of confident enough to say, we don't have to give 100 in WSL. We'll still win.
Yeah.
But we need everything for the Champions League. Whereas Arsenal now,
they're just trying to get through the season.
They're just trying to leave. If we can leave with something, we will.
Yeah, but they're just trying to get through the season. Yeah,
as hell, man.
Natalie also asked a question that's the same as the question Ore asked. And they both said, how do you think, so if United make Champions League, if they get into Europe next season, Or they put brackets, inshallah, touch wood, IJN. So all of the above. How do you think they will fare if they get into Europe next year? Courtney, I'll start with you.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good answer.
Because United, as much as I love them, I think they've developed so well since they were a championship team, came up.
Mm-hmm.
Big teams are United's issue. We have a problem where we just can't get over that hurdle.
It's a mental block.
We played PSG in pre-season, played well, mm-hmm. got a result there. But this
and
is...
got smacked against Bayern. And that was a depleted Bayern. Bayern still had half their players on Euros rest and...
I don't know. I really don't know. But we won't know unless we get there.
Yeah.
So it'll be a challenge. It'll be a challenge for Mark Skinner as well. We have to recruit better. Yeah. We have to fill in some of our gaps. A lot of championship players that came up was okay for the WSL.
What? Boy, you've hit the nail on the head.
But now we need to be ruthless.
We can't because keep we're not, Brexit we're, means Brexit.
Let's we're not going there to play games. We want to be successful.
What Brexit has won Champions League? Like, do you know what I mean? Like, if you actually look back, the last time Brexit means Brexit has won Champions League was about, boy, if I speak anyway, it was about a decade, if not more ago. Like,
I don't think you get to a group stage. Because City have tried, man. See, our city, and this is a city that had Lucy Bronze, Georgia Stanway, all of them.
Yeah.
Remember, people don't get it. People are so stuck in this WSL bubble. Overseas is where it's at. Mm. Like, talent, like, even play styles, even a team that will chase you for 90 minutes. Like, overseas teams that's the thing, that Spanish league, don't really want to run into, like, a Levante or a Sociedad or a Real Madrid. That's even before you even get to Barcelona, like, this is Barcelona just incredible. That's why they make them look bad. Mm. Don't really want to, especially when you're just trying to qualify. You're not even there yet.
The issue is the format. Right?
Yeah.
It has to change.
It's disgusting.
It is silly.
It has to change.
You don't even, as much as that people laugh at City, they didn't make Real Madrid knock you out again.
They tried.
We should not, no, but we shouldn't even be seeing a team as good as Real Madrid. I mean, as good as Man City, not actually getting
they need to change the format.
That's a quarter final.
Real Madrid City in the qualifiers for the group stage of the champion. There. Come on, man.
Nah, that's long. That is beyond long.
Yeah, I agree, to be honest, with what both of you are saying. I think it is going to be interesting if United do make top three. I think it's going to be interesting because previously, obviously, we haven't been in the competition. And so Skinner has kind of used the Conti Cup. So the midweek games being Conti Cup as like, all right, second string, you lot have your time. The issue for him now, being in the Champions League will actually force him to rotate because the game will now be against high up. So I feel like he looks at Conti Cup as like, no offense, I'm not going to name teams, but like there's certain teams you can get here.
We did terrible in the Conti Cup.
I know he was looking at them like, you lot are bums. If you think you're going to play in the WSL after you lot lost to God knows who, you got nothing coming.
No, the best way to describe it is you're playing against people that aren't full-time.
That's the best way to describe it. So like, but now he's going to have to see the midweek game as a game of importance. Yeah. And so therefore, I actually think a lot of the people who haven't had a lot of game time in the league this season, if we get Champions League, we'll have a lot of game time. We'll have a lot more game time in the league next season.
I think the issue for United as well, if we get into the Champions League, is that there's players that you can see that you know are not good enough at that level. And I see it and I'm like, yeah, this is not, I don't know if you're ready for this step up just yet.
Yeah.
And that will be the issue because we'll be playing against teams that have made it,
mm-hmm.
have played in the Champions League for a couple of years,
yeah.
have an understanding of what type of player they need to be successful in the Champions League, where we'll be chucking in players that don't know that into unknown water, and if four players are trying to swim, that's too big an issue.
Completely agree. That's all the listeners' questions that we are going to do today. But make sure to get them in for next week because we're going to do some more. But I will say, as a last statement, say one player each that people should look out for in these last couple games of the season. Any player it could be.
What league?
WSL.
WSL. Elizabeth Turland, Brighton.
Okay. And why?
She's got a knack about her. I feel like she gets in the right positions and she goes under the radar because naturally she's playing at Brighton, but I think she's got an ability to come up in the right positions. And when she does learn to connect, then she'll be a star.
Okay, and Courtney?
I'm going to stick with a United player. I'm going to go Leah Galton.
What?
We've got big players.
To look out for. No,
to look out for.
She's been doing it, though.
Yeah, but she's been doing... But United's season, in the last couple of seasons, has been done by this point.
Okay.
We have big games to come. Mm-hmm. We still have to play... And we still have to play Villa. Mm-hmm. We still have to play City.
Mm-hmm.
Tottenham might be a bit better.
Do you have to face Chelsea?
No. Sam Kerr, worldy against us, as usual.
I was begging, I was thinking, so, please let them face Chelsea.
The reason why I say that she's a player to watch is because let's see how she does it in the biggest high-pressure moments. Mm-hmm. That's why I say she's a player to watch. She obviously, she's had a great season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean anything if we don't get Champions League football.
Agreed. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of the Gold Diggers podcast. As usual, follow on Twitter at Gold Diggers UK and follow on Instagram at GoldDiggersUK_. I think that's the first time I've gotten that in one take. And make sure to follow these guys' socials. Thank you very much.
Don't be surprised if I ask what a bag is.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.